The unmistakable sound of the Beach Boys, one of the most influential and successful bands of the 20th century, founded and fronted by Brian Wilson, who's died at the age of 82. Surviving original members of the band paid tribute. Mike Love said his musical gifts were unmatched and had changed the course of music forever. Al Jardine said he will always feel blessed to have had Brian in his life. After huge success in the 1960s, Brian Wilson struggled with fame, drugs and mental illness and retreated for much of the 1970s and 80s before a much happier and public period later in life. Let's speak to one woman who knew him, Dubliner Deirdre Courtney, who was hired in the mid-1980s to be Brian Wilson's personal chef. Deirdre, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin. Hi.
How did you come to work for him?
It was kind of in the right place at the right time. It was a friend of mine in LA I went to visit, and his brother worked for her, and she had a bit of an accident, and she asked if I would cover her for the week. And I had to meet Eugene Landy, who was Brian's doctor, and he interviewed me and then offered me her job, and I said, no, I'm here on holidays, so I'm not taking somebody's job. And I went back to Denver. And a few months later, I got a call from him. She had moved away, had left her job and moved to Argentina, I think, and wanted me to come out and work for him.
So what was he like when you worked for him?
Can you hear me?
I can indeed, yes. Deirdre, what was he like when you worked for him?
Well, it was around the time when he was just rehabilitating. There was a lot of restrictions on his diet and different things. And I specialized in health food. So it was always about feeding him the right food. And he was he was a very nice man. He took a while to kind of feel like he trusted anybody. And he was always seemed uncomfortable in public situations, but he loved his music, and he spent a lot of time in his music room, and he'd get all excited about words. He'd, you know, formulate, and he'd come in and tell you all about it, because I was living in at the time. And but he was a really nice man who had been very hurt in his life.
What's he like?
I'd gone through a lot, and so very vulnerable, I thought.
What's he like to eat, Deirdre?
Well, I was laughing because when you called yesterday, I was making a salsa with pineapple, and he used to love that with, and I didn't know at this point that he had passed away, but he used to love that with barbecued swordfish. It was one of his his favourite things.
Were you a fan, Deirdre?
I was always into music, but and I knew the Beach Boys music, but I wasn't. I went to a record shop when I realized I was going to be working for him, and looked at an album cover so I could see which one was Brian. You know, because I was a bit nervous, I wouldn't recognise him.
Yes. Deirdre, thank you very much for speaking to us. It's Deirdre Courtney, who was Brian Wilson's personal chef in the 1980s. If you want to while away an hour in the rain today, Pet Sounds is well worth a listen. 2 minutes to 9.